Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting second, the second baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting third, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Craig Wilson. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mark Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Garland. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second, the shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third, the second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, David Segui. Batting sixth, the DH, Jim Thome. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Russell Branyan. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ener Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. And now, play ball. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Graffanino hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burba fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Burba, and towards Alomar, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez strikes out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Segui hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome takes first base on ball four. Segui moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Segui moves to third. Thome moves to second. two outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 0 for 1 in the game. Graffanino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee bunts towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ordonez moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Ordonez scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Segui is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Segui reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tomy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tomy hits a pop-up towards third. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Seghi moves to third. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seghi scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Berba covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Singleton steals second. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Berba spins and fires to second, and Singleton is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Norton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lofton takes first base on ball four. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel takes first base on ball four. Lofton moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seghi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino fields it and throws to second for the out. Alomar scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tomy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tomy takes first base on ball four. Seghi moves to second. Matt Ginter now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seghi moves to third. Tomy moves to second. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Branyan is 0-for-2 in the game. Branyan hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Seghi scores. Tomy scores. Fryman moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Graffanino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Graffanino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ordonez moves to second. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-2 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Ordonez moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ginter, and towards Graffanino, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to second. One out. It's 7-2, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. It's 8-2, Indians. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seghe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Seghe strikes out. Two outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fryman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. There goes Thome trying to get to home. Lee throws the ball into Wilson, who relays the ball to Johnson, who tags Thome, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 9-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Norton is 0-for-2 in the game. Norton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seghe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Leifer pinch hits for Chris Singleton. Jeff Leifer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leifer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Graffanino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Graffanino hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Leifer now playing right field. Greg Norton now playing first base. McKay Christensen now playing center field. Joe Creed now playing third. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branyan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Branyan hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ener Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Holber Cabrera now playing left field. Steve Carsey now pitching. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards the mound. Carsey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKay Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Christensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Paul now playing left field. Chad Bradford now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Segui hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Segui moves to second. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Freeman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Roberts now playing left field. Holbert Cabrera now playing second base. John McDonald now playing shortstop. Justin Spear now pitching. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Norton is 0 for 3 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Leifer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leifer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leifer hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.